Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today I have a special show because we'll be starting off with an interview with a singer and musician named Vernon Lindsay, who was in a group called Split Evolution, so we'll be going over his story. So, first of all, thanks so much for coming down to the studio.
I appreciate you having me.
So, first of all, I always like to ask everybody, where are you originally from?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois, Southside.
Okay. And how did you get involved with music originally?
From church. At a little bitty kid from 2 years old up until the age I'm still into music in a sense now.
Okay. And how old were you when you first got involved with secular music?
I would say about 10 years old. You remember Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers?
Okay.
I had a group back then when I was a teenager, and Al Benson was trying to look for a group to beat Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. So that's actually how I got really involved also, but I started singing in church, though.
So what year was that group together, and what was the name of that group?
We called ourselves back then just 47th Street.
Okay, so you were living around 47th?
Yeah, 47th and Dearborn, but my area was from 49th. From 46th on to 49th Street.
Okay. And you were just called the 47th Street, your
right,
group?
Exactly.
And how did you get hooked up with Al Benson at the time?
Well, Al Benson was a well-known producer that produced doo-wop shows at the Wrigley Theater.
And how did he know you?
Al Benson was the type of guy. He loved music. He loved doo-wop. He would have, like, hip-hop shows. Not hip-hop, but doo-wop shows. And that's where we would go do stepping, but it was bebop at that time.
Okay.
And he would come in the neighborhood and listen to... It was an older group that was singing back in my time. So we would try to beat the older guys singing.
Do you remember the name of the older group?
No.
So how did you meet the other guys in your group?
We all stayed in the same area. We all went to the same school together.
What school were you going to?
I went to Coleman Elementary School, then I went to DuSable High School.
Okay. So did you continue with the same group through high school?
Yes. Until in the late 60s, then I formed another group. Because as we got older, we separated.
So did your group, did you ever have a name in high school, or you were still just 47th Street guys?
Just 47th Street guys.
And, like, around what years was that?
That was from 54 up until 58.
Okay. So did you ever run into any other Southside groups that you battled around that time?
Just groups around different areas. You go in two-block radius, you had another group. You had two or three groups in a two-block radius.
Okay. But you don't remember the names of any other groups?
No.
Your rival groups?
No.
So you said you were together to the late 60s?
Yes.
And so you did a show that Al Benson put on?
Yeah, at the Wrigley Theater. But see, at the Wrigley Theater, I love music so fondly then. I mean, I've been around some famous individuals, Temptations, Stevie Wonders. My face was so known at the Wrigley Theater on 47th and King Drive. I would still go there from 12:30 on until 11:30. They would actually take me into the back to see the entertainment. I got a chance to meet Stevie Wonder. He felt my muscles and told me the color of my skin, how tall I was.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had a great time back then, and that's a good memory.
And is that how you knew Al Benson, because you were in the
Regal
all the time?
Yes, exactly.
So the show you did, you said, did you perform against Frankie Lyman, or you were just performing like
No.
Frankie Lyman type songs?
Al Benson was looking for a group. But see, Frankie Lyman actually, the guys at Frankie Lyman, the Teenagers, they thought that really was a Mexican group. That's who they really wanted on that label. But Frankie Lyman was, I think it was three Mexicans and two black.
Okay.
Yeah. But in regards to actually starting recording, then no, we was just singing on street corners.
So did you do any other shows besides that one show Al Benson put on when you were with the
No
first
more
group?
Than at grammar school and high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you were together at DeSable High School, though?
Yes.
And DeSable had a famous talent show, right?
Oh, DeSable had many famous talent shows. They had Captain Diet of the, he ran the bands, and he was good in vocal. He would let me, I was good in vocal arrangements.
Okay.
So I was just blessed with vocal arrangements. I didn't know how to read music, but I can tell the individual what level to get, and I can tell the band what to play, how to play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you, and not that, was that talent show there called the Hijinks?
Yes, it sure was. That's what it was called at DeSable.
And you were in the Hijinks with your vocal group or with a solo or other
groups? Well, see, at DeSable, 47th Street, my guys went to, majority of them went to Dunbar. So I actually sung with some of the individuals that was at DeSable High School. So that wasn't the 47th Street guys.
Okay. So then you said you broke up in the late 60s?
Yeah.
And what was the new group you formed?
I actually didn't form a group until we got with Split Evolution. That was in the middle 60s. And that's when...
In the 60s or the 70s?
In the 70s.
So there was a period of time where you weren't with a group before you formed Split Evolution?
Well, Eli, that's original Split Evolution. Him and I have been singing since the middle 60s on into the 70s.
How did you know him?
We worked it together.
Okay. And then, so you started singing with him, you were just singing on the corner with him?
No, Eli and I would write songs together, and we would sing and practice in my basement.
Okay.
On 105th and Calumet.
So you had moved farther south?
Yes.
By then? Okay. Yes. And so you knew Eli, and then when did you end up forming a group with him?
Well, we would go as Lindsay and Jones.
Okay.
Then we met Roland Parker. That's when we became Split Evolution.
And when did you meet Roland?
Met Roland in the middle, I was saying 68, something like that, 68, 69.
So is that you formed Split Evolution in the late 60s?
Yes.
And how did you come up with that name?
All three of us came up with that name. We had so many different names. I said, this, I don't know, we were just conversating, and we just agreed on evolution. Time is part of evolution, so we're going to break this gap. So we're going to bring out true harmony singing for three guys that's going to sound like four. So see, we're still going to call ourselves Split Evolution.
Okay.
Of Tam, you know.
And so what did you guys originally do? Did you start doing shows?
Well, first we wrote original songs, and we started getting our vocal arrangements together. We had some tight harmony for three, just for three guys. Just for three guys, we had some tight harmony. And as we start performing, we would go out to like different lounges and sing. I remember in Harvey Function under Junction on 147th Street. That's in Harvey, Illinois.
Okay.
And that's when actually I got a chance to meet Marvin of the Dales, Mickey and Vern. And they had a tune out. And we sung and actually sung better than them. And it was five of them at the time.
Okay.
Function at the Junction. Right there on 47th and Dixie Highway.
So were you inspired by any specific vocal groups, or you just had your own sound?
I love music. I love doo-wop at the time. And at that time, individuals had, I never seen like two individuals singing that had close, tight harmony. I wanted three individuals that sound like four or five individuals. And that's what we was able to perform.
So you started performing, when did you first start doing shows, like early 70s?
Yes, we produced our own shows. Our first show was at Robert's 500 Room.
Was that in the 70s or the 60s?
That was in... If you can look on that plaque, you got the actual date on that show that we produced our own shows. I think it was in...
That says 78 on that plaque.
No, not the plaque. Give me the... I think it was in the 70s, though, Bob.
So you first started doing shows in the early 70s?
Yeah, our first show that we produced was at Robert's 500 Room.
And what were your shows like? Like you said that you sang Adele song at one of the shows in Harvey. What type of material did you sing?
We sang our own material, and we'd do songs of OJ's, the Dales, majority of our own material.
So did anyone want to offer you a record deal?
We got quite a few. Quite a few record deals.
So what were some of the places that you were signed with?
We never did sign because it was too much dirt into it.
Okay.
It was too much dirt. As we was coming up as a group, I took fond of the way we were singing. I took very fond of the way we was going to be treated. I mean, we could have been famous, but there's so much hanky panky. What date is on there?
78.
It was in the 70s. That's when we did our first at Robert's 500 room.
Okay. So you got offered record deals, but you never signed with any record labels. No,
here's a group, right? I mean, here's the 20th Century. See, they had a lot of record, a lot of recordings on Michigan.
Okay, Record Row?
Yeah, they had Brunswick. They had Chess. I mean, just as I was growing up. We never did sign with a record company. The closest record company we got was with Wass Label and our own record label, which is Jump Street, which that's the title of our song, Jump Street.
Okay, well, let me play the Wasp record because we've been talking for a while.
Okay.
And then we can talk about how you ended up doing this record.
I appreciate that.
So this is Split Evolution with their very first record. I think this came out in 76.
Yes.
And this is called Jump Street.
Outside the door, and you try to.
Okay, that was just Split Evolution with the first record they released that was called Jump Street, and it was released in 1976. So the group had been together for a few years before that came out, right?
Yes, yes.
And who were the group members on that record?
Eli Jones, Roland Parker, and myself.
And yourself is Vernon Lindsay.
Vernon Lindsay, yes.
And you all switched leads on that, so there
yes.
wasn't really one person.
There's one thing about Split Evolution. All of us could lead. And if you could just sing, I'm not saying because I was part of Split Evolution, but we had a unique sound just for three individuals singing tight harmony.
Okay. And on that record, it came out on a label called Wasp Records.
Yes, that was Frank Walker label. Frank Walker actually did Blues Artists, but we produced our show at on 76 in the Dan Ryan. Matter of fact, it was Dan Ryan Lounge. And Frank was there with a blues. He was getting ready to do a blues show after our show. So he sang us. He said, "Man, I would love to record y'all on our label."
Okay.
And that's how we got to get with Frank Walker.
So where did you record it at?
That was did on a, what was that record called? Well, we recorded Jump Street actually was did on Michigan. Bruce Thomas is our music producer.
Is it Thompson?
Yeah, Bruce Thompson.
Okay.
Yeah, Bruce Thompson. I'm sorry.
So who wrote the song?
That was Roland Parker, Eli Jones, and myself. We're the actual writers of that tune, Jump Street. That's our record label also, Jump Street.
Okay, and on that record you had like a psychedelic funk type
yeah.
of sound.
That was Bruce Thompson. Yeah.
He came out. He produced the sound.
Yes.
Okay. So did he play the keyboards on that? I know
yes.
he was a keyboardist.
Yes. Bruce Thompson is a dynamic individual for us producing music.
Okay. And then.
And lyrics also.
So that record came out in 76.
Yes.
Did it get play in Chicago?
We got good play. We got good play, but at that time, which is probably still going on today, they had that payola thing. We got VOM playing it. We got WMPP on Chicago Heights. We got a lot of college sets doing it. But when the payola wasn't coming in, they took it off.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to get anything
past that
in the day. So you stayed together and continued performing, though, right?
Yes, we stayed together because all three of us loved to sing. So we started producing our own shows. Then after we did Roy's on 95th, that's when Natalie Cole was getting ready to get famous. We opened the show for Natalie Cole at Roy's Lounge on 95th and then since. Then from there on, we start going out of town to Springfield, to New York, to California. I mean, we did a lot of traveling, did a lot of college bases and a whole lot of Army bases, Navy bases, Air Force.
So at the time, did you have your own? You were a vocal group, right?
Yeah, we had our own band.
Okay, but so Split Evolution was three guys as a vocal group.
Exactly.
And you had your own band also.
Right. We called our band SELT. That means Split Evolution Limited.
And how did you know? How did you meet the guys from the band?
Just from going to different lounges, and individuals would hear us sing. Just like when we were singing. My sister stayed on 117th Street, and we would actually sing a cappella inside her house. And there was a lot of individuals that went to certain schools, they wanted to get with us. So that's how we formed our actual band, too.
So they were younger guys?
They were younger than us. Like Marshall the Shalites, Reggie Thomas would go on the road with them, and after he found us and heard our sound, he was our road manager, Reggie Thomas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he was your manager who set up all
yes.
those shows?
Yes.
When did you first start traveling outside Chicago?
Right after we did that show on 95th at Roy's Lounge with Natalie Cole. That's when we actually started going out of town to form.
And what were some of the shows like? Did you open for big acts?
No, we were the head stars of our own show.
Okay.
Because we had a large variety of music, was mostly our own, but our band had their instrument. They would do a set, then we would do a set.
Okay. And what were your shows like? Like you said, you were telling me earlier, you actually had a fashion show as part of your show?
Well, that was later on after we came back off the road.
Okay.
Like you take like the hip-hop singers today, they have the little dance girls. Okay. We actually had live models. Live models.
Okay.
And we didn't know it was going to come into that. But they would do the show first. They wouldn't be with us. We actually performed ourselves. The
okay.
girls, the models wouldn't be walking on the platform like the girls are singing. We perform for our audience, not the girls. They modeled on a separate show. The models would come out, then we would come out. In other words, we had a two-part show.
You had a fashion show and
exactly.
a music show.
Exactly.
So can you talk a little bit about the tour you did? You said you traveled all over the U.S.
Yeah,
how long was the tour?
Like when we went to California, we stayed in California for about a month and a half. I mean, they paid our way there on the plane. That was in Pasadena.
Okay.
That was in Pasadena. It was beautiful. Temptations performed. I don't recall the name of the place we were performing at. We did shows like where the stage would come from the ground up to a certain level, then it would go round and round, you know. We went to North Dakota, South Dakota. We did a lot of college sets also.
So what were the audiences like? Like they didn't know your song yet, right?
No, they didn't know. But every time we would go to the town, Reggie had that feel for radio stations. Wherever we would go, he would get us on the radio station, and they start playing at 45 or either Jump Street, or you live on, you would say, I love you. So he would get it known from that time period.
Okay. So you just mentioned your second record, If Only I Would Say...
If Only You Would Say I Love You. Now, that was... We changed our name, Five Phases, simply because we got blackballed.
The Split Evolution got blackballed?
Yeah, we got blackballed because... We were Split Evolution really getting ready to get real famous, but it was some things I don't want to say on TV. I got blackballed, but that's when we started doing Air Force bases, Army bases. They tried to blackball us from anybody actually hiring Split Evolution.
Okay. Well, let me play the second record and we can talk about it.
Fine.
So this...
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. This record here is not with the original Roland Parker. This record is with the second original, Leslie Candy Davis. The high voice.
He replaced Roland Parker. Okay, well, I'll ask about that after the record. So this is, you had changed your name to the Three Phases of Evolution.
Yes.
And this is called If Only You Would Say I Love You. Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. That was just the Three Phases of Evolution with If Only You Would Say I Love You. And that came out around 1983, is that right?
Yes.
And you had said that one of the members had changed on their record?
Yes, that individual that was singing the high tone first tenor, that was Leslie Candy Davis.
So how did you know him?
Again, Eli and I was singing, and he was at one of our shows, and Roland at the time, we always had to have someone just to stand in place, because Roland was one of them. You always had one in the group that would kind of go kind of zigzag way.
Okay.
So after he fell in love, he went back to Little Rock, Arkansas, and that's when we replaced Roland with Leslie Candy Davis.
Okay, and he just saw you at shows and stuff?
Yes.
And around what year did he join the group?
I can't recall. I say about 2 years before we recorded that.
So around 81, something
yeah.
like that. And so that record came out on a label, Jump Street. That was your label?
That was our label, right.
So you decided to put it out yourself instead of relying
yes.
on other people?
Yes.
Why did you decide to do that?
Because we found out how much money was actually being made by the record label, the publishing house. So we formed our own publishing house. We got our own label. But still, if you didn't have the input or the know-how or the money behind it, it would only go so far.
Okay. So so did the record get any play?
Yeah, we got some play. Not the play that we wanted to get, but to answer your question, we got some play. Right now, today, it's in the making of doing all of the originals that we have in our publishing house, which we have 78 songs. We got like 16 ready to be put on CDs, and they're going to be shipped overseas, like London, Europe, Germany, Canada.
Okay. So, in that record, you had told me it was recorded a little bit earlier, even?
Yes, yes. It was put on wax in the late 80s, but it was performed back in the 70s.
Okay. And so how long did the group stay together after that record?
We stayed together for about five or six years, even after we recorded it. We're still in contact with each other now.
But you continued singing throughout the 80s, a lot of the 80s.
Yes, yes.
And you were performing mainly in Chicago at the time?
Mainly in Chicago then, yes.
What was Chicago like to do shows in the 80s? Like a lot of the old clubs were closed, right?
Yes.
So what were some of the venues you played at?
Again, we produced our own shows. We produced our own shows at big lounges. And that's where we got our pull from the lounges itself.
Okay.
We would actually go like the lounges on 63rd Street. They had a big lounge there. We would actually hit lounges that at least were pool capacity of 800 plus.
Okay, there's a lot of people.
Yeah. Back in them days, there was a lot of people, yes.
So, but you never recorded anything else after that?
Not after that.
But you do have, you said, like some songs in the can that you recorded earlier
yes.
that you're trying to put out now.
Yes, I actually have, as far as house music, I have created that. Well, that was with DJ International Records, as with Hot Mix 5.
How did you help create house music?
Well, Rocky Jones was the president of it, and I came up with a whole lot of sounds. We had a tune with DJ International, Eli and myself. That's after the group had totally broke up. And we had the song called Sexy Lady. That was played in London, and this got good airplay.
So it got released on record?
Yeah, DJ International.
So who was the artist billed as?
With Lindsay and Jones.
Is Lindsay and Jones on DJ International?
Yeah, at that time, yes.
So you actually had another record out? You did record it?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And what was that, like the mid-80s, something like
yes.
that? Okay.
Then I actually got a record out myself called... This is an old recording of Do Your Hole. I mean, I done come a long way in regards to from doo-wop. You can take one tune, I'll give you a good example. One tune, one of my materials, I could change that one tune to about 5 different versions that would sound different. Just that one tune.
Okay.
You know, back in the day, you couldn't do that. Back in the day, you had to make a recording every month. You do a recording now, you get in the top 100. That record would take you for the rest of your life.
Okay. So, and you said you had a solo record. What was the solo record that you did?
No, I don't have a solo. I have another. It's like house music.
Did it get released, though?
No, it's already finished. But I'm getting, everything is coming together. I don't chase after, I let it happen. And that's what's happening. Like you invited me on this show. I appreciate that. I appreciate Bob telling you about me.
So did you do any music in the 90s or 2000s?
Not actually performing, but far as on getting tunes together, yes. That's what's getting ready to be put on, not only on a book form, far as the record Jump Street. The book is going to be called Episodes of Jump Street.
Okay.
And they say that could actually become a movie also. So it's things that is in the making. So we'll just see. So you're going to have me on your show again to follow up to see what actually happened.
Okay. And then what happened to the other members? Did any of them continue to
do
music?
I know where all the members are. Take Eli Jones, which is my brother-in-law. He does gospel. Leslie Candy Davis, he does gospel also. Matter of fact, he has a CD out. Roland Parker is still in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's being talked, could I get everyone together to do a reunion? And they're talking about it at Park West or either some big place. So that would be no problem for them to do the reunion show. We're not actually looking for that. Well, once the music get taken off and another artist want to take our music, because we had quite a bit of music in our publishing house, which is our publishing house, and our publishing house is called Split Evolution Publishing.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks so much for coming down and telling your story.
I appreciate you having me. And like again, I say, you're going to have to do a repeat to see what actually followed up behind this show.
And do you have any last words for the audience?
Oh, yes. If you're interested, get in touch with WHPK. We have our own internet. We have our own email. Can I give that?
Sure, you can give your email.
I really appreciate you giving me that opportunity. The email is lindsaysundy39@yahoo.com. That's lindsaysundy, S-U-N-D-A, 39@yahoo.com. My internet is BlackBerry. Can you read it? It's BlackBerry MS Cutie Pie at uscellular.com. That's BlackBerry MS dot Cutie Pie at uscellular.com.
Okay, well, thanks again.
I appreciate you having me again.